This morning we're going to read about a story in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Matthew, when the Lord taught his disciples six different ways that they could love their neighbor. Now, when we read this, I want you to listen for one in particular that might use a word that you're not very familiar with. And that word is sojourner. Yes, that might be a word that you don't hear very often, or maybe you don't remember ever having heard it before. So as we hear the Lord teach his disciples about how we can love our neighbor, listen for that word sojourner, and then we'll see what the Lord teaches us about that word. So the Lord says to his disciples, "And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit on the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered together all the nations. And he shall separate them one from the other, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he shall stand the sheep indeed on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say to those on his right hand, Come ye, the blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a sojourner, and you gathered me. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the just answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee hungry and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? And when did we see thee a sojourner and gathered thee, or naked and clothed thee? And when did we see thee weak or in prison and came to thee? And the king answering shall say to them, Amen, I say to you, as much as you have done to one of the least of these my brethren, you have done to me. So you know what it's like to feed somebody who's hungry, don't you? You know what it's like to be hungry yourselves and to get food, don't you? That's a familiar idea. And if you're thirsty and you get something to drink, or you've given something to drink to somebody who's thirsty, you know what that means. You know how giving food to the hungry and drink to the thirsty is helping the neighbor. Or if you're cold and you get a coat to keep you warm, it's like clothing the naked. Or visiting somebody who's not well. Or even if somebody who is in prison is visited. Those are all familiar ideas, aren't they? And those are all nice things we can do for each other and for our neighbor, aren't they? Now, how about gathering in the sojourner? Does anybody know what a sojourner is? Do you know what a sojourner is?
A traveler.
A traveler. That's a very good answer. I have a picture right here of what an artist thinks it might have looked like in the times that the Lord taught this very teaching to his disciples about what it would look like to gather in some sojourners. So take a look at this picture. See if you can tell who the travelers or sojourners are, and who are the people who are gathering them in. Take a look and see if you can tell who is who. Do you see it's a family of sojourners being gathered in by another family, isn't it? And you can tell, here's the sun, maybe it's setting, and it looks like they're very tired, doesn't it? Can you think of how maybe you've gone on a long trip to visit some people, and how nice it is when they're like these people, and they welcome you into their house, and you know that they're going to take care of you? That's a very nice feeling, isn't it? And you can see that here in this picture. Or maybe you've been on this side of it, and you and your family have gathered in people who are coming to travel and stay with you. And you realize how nice it is to be able to treat people like that who are coming to visit, who are traveling to your house, maybe from a long distance. So this is what it means to gather in the sojourners. So do you have a better idea now what it means to be a sojourner and what it might mean to gather them in? And maybe even you have helped your parents gather sojourners into your house. But the Lord teaches us in the heavenly doctrine that there is much more to gathering in the sojourner. Now you can think even of yourselves as sojourners who your parents have gathered in. Because the Lord teaches us in the heavenly doctrine that sojourners are people who want to learn about the new church, people who want to learn what the Lord teaches. Do you want to learn what the Lord teaches? And are your parents gathering you in and teaching you what the Lord teaches in his word? They are gathering you in like you are spiritual sojourners. So when we think about this story from the Lord, we can be remembered of all of the things that we're familiar with about helping the neighbor, like giving food to the hungry, drink to the thirsty, clothing to the naked, and visiting the sick and imprisoned. But now we know about what it means to gather in the sojourner. It certainly means to help your family when travelers are coming to stay with you, to make sure that you welcome them in and give them what they need to be taken care of. But now you also know that gathering in a sojourner means being taught about what the Lord teaches. And gathering in is teaching people who want to know what the Lord teaches. So you are sojourners that are being gathered in by your parents when they teach you the Lord's Prayer, when you read the Word together, when you talk about what is right and wrong. They're gathering you in. And now you can think about in the future, maybe you will all have your own children someday that you can gather in as sojourners. And you might have friends who want to know what is this new church about, and you can gather them in too and teach them what the Lord has to teach from the Word. So now you know what it means to gather in the sojourners. Amen.